Turl stood up on the driver's seat and looked all around the horizon. All clear. No more of these beasts. He banged down the top and settled himself. His paw hit the compression change, and the hiss of air exhausting from the cab and the gurgle of breathe gas entering was welcome. His face mask was sweaty in the growing heat of the day, and he hated the thing. Oh, for a proper atmosphere planet. A planet with right gravity, with purple trees. The man thing went into a sudden convulsion. Turl drew back, alarmed. It was turning blue, jerking about. The last thing he wanted was a raving mad animal inside the cab. Hastily, he adjusted his face mask, reversed the compression, and kicked open the side door. With one bat of his paw, he knocked the thing back out onto the grass. Turl sat there, watching it. He was afraid his plans were going up in a puff. The thing must have been more heavily affected by the stun blast than he knew. Crap, they were weak. He opened the cab top and looked over at one of the horses. He could see its sides moving. It was breathing and wasn't in any convulsion. It was even recovering. Well, a horse was a horse, and a man might be. He suddenly got it. The man thing couldn't breathe gas. The bluish color was fading. The convulsions had stopped. The chest was panting as the thing gulped in air. That gave Turl a problem. Blast if he was going to ride back to the mine site in a face mask. He got out of the car and went to the farther horse. It was recovering, too. The sacks were lying near it. Turl rummaged through one and came up with some thongs. He went back and picked up the man thing and slammed it up on top of the car. He arranged it so its arms stuck out to each side. Tying piece after piece of thong together, he made a long rope. He tied one end to one wrist of the thing, passed the rope under the car, grunting a bit as he lifted it up to do so, and tied the other wrist. He yanked it good and tight. Then he pushed at the man thing experimentally to see whether it would fall off. Very good. He threw the sacks onto the gunner's seat and got in, closed up, and restarted the atmosphere change. The nearest horse was lifting its head, struggling to get up. Aside from surface blood boils caused by the stun gun, it seemed to be all right, which meant that the man thing would probably recover. Turl stretched his jawbones in a grin. Well, it was coming out all right after all. He started up the car, turned it, and headed back toward the mine site.